You are listening to rudolfsteineraudio.com. This is a reading of the cycle of lectures by Rudolf Steiner entitled The Inner Nature of Man and Our Life Between Death and Rebirth. This is an appendix to the cycle, which is over. And this is entitled The St. John's Building in Dornach, which was called that to some extent at that time. Eventually, of course, was then called the Goetheanum. This is a short address given in Vienna before the lecture on the 14th of April, 1914. Before I start with today's lecture, I should like to say a few words, merely to let you know that this year we shall not be having the summer events held in the middle of summer in Munich in recent years. The next event of this kind is planned to be held in the St. John's Building, and the building work is taking somewhat longer than originally planned. It is to be hoped that in the last 2 months of this year, we shall reach the point where a festive opening ceremony can be held. The building involves more work than you would normally expect, and so you will no doubt understand that it has not been possible to have personal talks for a while. I am sure there must be a number of reasons why it has not been easy for our Austrian friends to accept the idea that the St. John's Building is so far away. Time does not permit me to go into detail. But the truth is that karma led us to put the building where it is, and it will be good that we have done so. It has to be acknowledged that we see this building as a kind of center and symbol for our spiritual movement. Far away for some, it will be easy to reach for others. This is inevitable. It is to be hoped, nevertheless, that our Austrian friends will find ways and means of being present at this particular event in the St. John's Building, and that they will then experience this symbol of our anthroposophical movement to be their own. I want to say this expressly. In reality, it is a symbol, not because of what it will be by way of a monumental building, but because, if it really comes to be, this will only have been possible because some of our friends have been prepared to make extreme sacrifices in order that this difficult and above all expensive building project can be brought to completion in the form which it should have. The intention is to bring to expression what our spiritual movement is going to be. The whole style of the building has to be in accord with this. Everything which goes into the building project must be such that it is not in symbolic or allegorical form, but becomes part of the building in a truly artistic way. More than anything, it has been necessary that for once there should be a building which in all its forms is the embodiment of the spiritual element which means so much to us. Different ages and civilizations have all had their characteristic buildings. The building which is to arise in Dornach will have forms that will provide a shell or body for our work in the spirit. And the way in which this shell comes together to enclose the inner and clothe the outer will bring something to expression which essentially has not been thought of before in architecture. A Greek temple was built to be the dwelling place of a god, a Gothic cathedral to make a whole with the congregation gathered inside it. Our building is to be such that the forms immediately make it spiritually transparent. This means that when we are inside it, the architecture and the elements of sculpture into which the architecture continues on will give us the feeling these walls do not merely shut off and enclose, which is what other walls have done until now. They are also communicators, and will open the life of the mind and the spirit for infinite expanses of the spirit. They are walls which at the same time cancel themselves out because of their form, and simply are not present in what they are in physical terms. What we hope to achieve is that everyone who is in the building and gradually comes to understand these forms, not as allegory or symbolism, but through their own living inner response, will have a prospect open up into the world of which we are speaking, simply by entering into the form with a mind that is alive. This is, of course, something new and unusual in architecture. It takes much time and work. And because of the way things are in our time, forgive me for putting it bluntly, it has needed and still needs money. So Some of our friends have met our need with such a readiness to make sacrifices that we are able to say, this readiness to make sacrifices is in some respect also a sign of the way in which our spiritual movement has found understanding in human souls. I wanted to say these words in the hope that you will take the building to your hearts and feel it to be like a focal point for our movement, so that you can feel united with it and grace it with your personal presence as often as can be in the future, once the building has been opened. And that is the end of the short address, and that is the end of the book, The Inner Nature of Man and Our Life Between Death and Rebirth by Rudolf Steiner, 8 lectures and a short address, given in Vienna from the 6th to the 14th of April, 1914, translated by Anna Muss.